Escape from Cubicle 17, Episode 0. Disclaimer. This podcast is not about cubicle or cubicle furnishing. It's not about becoming your own boss. It's not a multi-level marketing scheme either. Nor is it even the title of the latest Dilbert book. Hello and welcome. I'm Chris Merle, your host, and I'll try not to ramble too much while I introduce this new podcast. First off, I'm a tech geek and I'm a fan of science fiction and fantasy, but I occasionally stray into the mystery and horror genres as well. I also love to go to science fiction conventions. It's a real treat for me to go to these events and meet my favorite authors and artists. As a side benefit, I also get to discover new writers and new artists as well. But what I enjoy most of all is the camaraderie with my fellow fans. Now, before I tell you what this podcast is really about, I wanted to let you know that I'm also the host of the Conestoga podcast. It has interviews with authors and artists of science fiction and fantasy. It also has interviews with the fans who help put on the conventions. Its primary focus is to cover Conestoga, Oklahoma's largest literary science fiction and fantasy convention. You can check it out at www.sftulsa.org. So far, there are 32 programs online and counting. Something was missing from my podcasting experience, and I decided it was time to start a new podcast. It took me a long time to come up with a name for it. The first one I came up with sucked, and no, I won't tell you what it was. The second one I came up with was Taken, and no, I won't tell you what that one was either. And so, after racking my brain for about 20 minutes, I came up with Escape from Cubicle 17. I thought, ooh, what a cool title, but what does it mean? Well, I don't know yet, and I'm working on a tagline, but when I do know, I will share it with you. I suppose it hints at escaping the drudgery of the workaday world, that soul-sucking hell of the modern wage slave that toils away in the mindless cubicle farms with pointy-haired bosses trolling up and down the aisles, cracking the whips until morale improves. But I digress. But I'm still going to cover the world of Phantom, at least in my neck of the woods, Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, Arkansas, and Missouri. I might make an occasional foray to either coast. So if you've listened to the Conestoga podcast, you'll have some idea of what's in store. I'll also bring you other stuff. What kind of stuff, you ask? It's hard to say, but it'll be stuff I find interesting enough to share with you, my fellow fans and geeks. I just got back from attending ArcCon 31/NASFIC, the North American Science Fiction Convention, and /TuckerCon in Collinsville, Illinois, in the St. Louis area. I had a great time. I attended lots of panels, got to see authors, editors, and a really cool art show. And there were costume calls galore. There were hall costumes galore. I also got to meet some of my fellow podcasters, including Dan of Fear the Boot. He and his crew were great. Daryl Flynn, Archon's tech guru liaison, and Dan were very helpful in making it possible for me to interview a few guests in attendance. I have 3 interviews in the can, and I will be sharing those with you over the next few weeks. I also got to meet T. Morris. Yes, that T. Morris, co-author of Podcasting for Dummies and author of Legacy of Moravi and the Billabub Battings podcasts. I'll have a few more words to say about the con in the future, but it was great to meet up with old friends and make new ones. What can you expect from Escape from Cubicle 17? Well, to start off with, you can expect interviews with artists, authors, and other professionals in the world of science fiction and fantasy, and I won't forget the fans, because I'm going to talk with them as well. Fandom is a unique subculture. For some, fandom is just a gosh darn hobby, and for others, fandom is a way of life. Well, it's more than a hobby, but it's not quite a way of life for me either. But I can say it does enrich my life. I get a tremendous amount of enjoyment reading science fiction and fantasy, and being the geek that I am, it is enhanced by discussing those books with other people who've also read them. With so many books being published now, it's hard to keep up with just the good stuff. It's a lot easier to chat with someone about the latest episodes of Battlestar Galactica, Deadwood, or Bones than, say, the latest book from Brad Denton, Robin Wayne Bailey, or Elizabeth Moon. I'm also going to get a little help from my friends, and we'll also have some new and interesting segments, including book reviews. I plan to let this show grow and evolve, and I'll take some chances on what I think might interest you, so please let us know what you thought. Well, that's it for now. I've got some editing to do to get out the first few episodes, and so I now return you to your regularly scheduled cubicle. Because science fiction isn't just about escape, it's about seeing the world differently.